The title of the message is, To Give His Life as a Ransom for Many. The scripture is from the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The scripture speaks about the reason why Jesus came to this earth. It is to serve, not to be served. He regarded himself as a ransom for many. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Apostle Paul exhorts believers in Corinth to run in such a way as to get the prize. Athletes, they compete one another, and that's how they break their own record. In other words, competition is necessary. In our faith, actually, there is no one else between God and I, but there is a benefit that follows when we compete with others, and that is why we are told to run in a race. Yet, there is a fundamental heart that we should not lose as we compete. Let's say there are two friends who are climbing up a mountain competing with each other. But when they almost reach the top, one of them says, You may go ahead of me and set your foot on top. In our faith, we need to compete as though we are to get the prize. With such effort, we should be sanctified and strive to build God's kingdom. However, when we look deep inside of one's heart, who competes with goodwill, his heart should only reveal that he wants to give credit to others. Some may walk the path of faith only to be a king and pay back for what others have done to them. This is not a heart of putting others first, but that of wanting to exalt oneself. If this is concealed in their heart, they will act strangely as they walk the path of faith. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 12. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down Gilgal. The prophet Samuel went to meet Saul to deliver God's words. Then Saul was setting up a monument for himself. His heart was not exalting God's name, and it should not be about exalting names of those who were with him. In contrast, how was David? He only tried to look at the name of the Lord, and in the Bible, it's recorded the names of all the warriors who fought with David. There is one hymn, and the lyrics say, Crown him with many crowns. A crown is given to a victor who won the race, and it's the incomparably glorious reward. Why do we put so much effort to gain the crown? It is not to shame others, but to give all to them. In the walk of faith, there is one with the intention to be a king over others, and there is one who competes with others just to give all the credit to them. If we pile up good deeds just to be a king, then we will have conflict within us when we have to lay down what we own. On the other hand, if our faith and competition are about to give credit to others, there won't be any conflict because it belonged to them from the beginning. Why did Jesus walk the path of the cross so fiercely? Why did he walk the holy path with such intensity? He lived such life just to give himself as a ransom for many. There are ones whose passion is only activated when their motive is to be a king. They invest everything to improve themselves and for their own good deeds. However, they are very unfamiliar when it comes to laying down their own life for others. I hope we could be challenged by the life of Jesus, who came to give all to us and become passionate. I wish that we could build an unshakable earthly house with this heart of Jesus, now than later. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, we thank you for your word. May we be challenged by the life of Jesus who gave his life for many. With such a heart of serving as foundation, may we compete with others. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.